This episode of the Rock Solid Podcast is brought to you by U-Turn Audio. Brilliant sound starting at $199. Everyone deserves a remarkable listening experience, and you'll get it with U-Turn Audio. Check them out at uturnaudio.com.
I can't afford to be. This is small town music. This is big town music. He's ahead of his time, you know, but he can't use it. If only he could prove it. Well, tomorrow's just a song away. A song away. A song away.
Hey everybody, welcome to Rock Solid, the comedy podcast for all things music, both new and classic. I'm Pat Francis, and this is your Monday bonus episode. Joining me today in the rock room, no one. It's just me. I'm flying solo, and I'm going to play songs from about 20 Patreon supporters. Remember, if you want to join in these episodes, just go to patreon.com/rocksolidpodcast, and you can support the show for $2, and you can win prizes, and you can participate in these episodes. It's easy, folks. It's simple. All right, so first, before we continue, I didn't know if I was going to get to record this episode tonight because Fila, as you know, if you've seen my post, Fila, I'm going to tell you the whole story. I'm going to tell it to you very quickly. Fila scraped the tip of her tail. We don't know where. We don't know how. We can't find any evidence of the incident happening in the house. Now, Fila is an indoor cat only, so she didn't get in a fight with another animal. She wasn't outside, nothing like that. Simply a freak accident in the house. So, took her to the emergency room, and then they said, yeah, she scraped the tip. You should take her to your regular vet, which we did. And our vet informed us that an injury like that on a cat never really heals. When you scrape something to the bone, the skin's not going to like grow over the bone again. So he recommended having surgery. So we had about, you know, a centimeter or so taken off the top and then stitched up. And that's what we did. Well, Fila won't leave the wound alone. She keeps taking her bandage off. Twice she's, you know, got at the stitches. This is over a month. This happened like around February 24th. So it's over a month now. So we keep changing the bandage, putting the cream on, doing all the things we're supposed to do, and 24/7 making sure she doesn't get at her tail. That means Pilar has been working from home, as she always does, but she's now had to monitor the cat while working from home. And then I'm the night shift. I sleep on the couch with the cat. And if the cat gets up at night, I got to get up and follow her around and try to get her back to sleep. It's literally like having a newborn. Anyway, cut to today, Tuesday, March 28th. I'm supposed to take her to the doctor to have her wound assessed, see if it's healing, etc. She's wild at the vet, by the way. She's like a tiger. Gentle with us, wild with other people. So it's one of those places where they come out. You just wait in the car. They come out and get your cat. They take it in. It's probably still has to do with COVID. So they come out. They get the cat. Doctor calls me. He says, she's being so wild that he's going to need to sedate her in order to thoroughly check the wound. Well, I'm someone that needs peace of mind. So I said, yeah, if you have to do that, yes, please do it. I need peace of mind. And then he goes, okay, she'll probably be here a couple hours. So he come back at 2 and pick her up. I said, fine. So I leave. I start doing errands and everything else that I couldn't do while watching the cat, including getting this episode ready to go. Not recording it, but getting the songs and the intros and everything in my iTunes in a playlist, etc. Well, I get a call about 12:30. He says that the tail is not healing correctly and it's not going to heal correctly unless they do he calls it a vertebrae, because I guess the tail is also part of the cat's vertebrae. So he says they're going to have to take 1 to 2 inches off of her tail. So I guess she'll be called Stubby now. But he said it's really the only thing to do. So I gave the go-ahead to that. And Pilar's out of town this week, by the way, so it's been even more difficult. She just left yesterday, but she's going to be out the whole week. Anyway, that's another story. She has to work. She has to do her thing. Proud of her. Want her to do it. But it's a lot of juggling between me and Rita working and getting people to come in and watch the cat, all that kind of stuff. Everyone has their things. I'm not saying mine's more important than yours. I'm just telling you what's going on in our household right now. So just got a call about an hour ago. Surgery went well. They gave her an injection in her neck of some type of pain medicine. Maybe it goes in her spinal cord. I don't know. But he said it lasts for 4 days. So I'm going to bring her home tomorrow. So Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. I guess by Saturday, that will wear off. And then they're going to put her on codeine, gabapentin, and amantadine. I'm probably not saying that right. I can't even say people's last names. And then she's going to go on Kitty Prozac because he says she has some anxiety about this tail. And she, you know, we need to do all these things so that it heals. Because the next step is, you know, it's removing the whole tail. And he doesn't want to do that. We don't want to do that. She'll look like a bobcat. Some people might think that would be cool. I think that would be difficult. So she's going to go after her butt too. So anyway, she can take the cone off. She's like terrible. Like, I think dogs understand commands. A couple of times, you know, pat the dog on the snout, say no. They get it. Cats do whatever the fuck they want. So that's where we're at. So she's doing well. And I bring this up because a lot of you who sent intros today, you also sent, wanted to know how Fila was doing. So that's what I'm doing. I'm letting you know how Fila's doing. All right. So today's episode is called Fools. Whose idea was this? Tony Greathouse. I had already had something posted. And then he's like, what about songs with fool in the title? I'm like, why didn't I think of that? That's perfect. And there's a ton of them. So that's what we're going to do. I'll probably start out and then we'll let Tony jump in since he thought of this whole thing. And what else is going on? Is there something else I was going to say and it dropped out of my mind? Let me see if I can think what it was. No, I can't think. I can't think. But that's what we're going to do. So let me go first. What am I going to go with? You know what? I'm going to go with a rock and peace right now to the money man, Mr. Eddie Money. This is from his album, his sophomore album, Life for the Taking. And this is something called Maybe I'm a Fool. Here we go. That's one I've always loved, and I feel like it should have been a bigger hit. Eddie Money, Shaking with the Money Man on Rock Solid. All right, moving right along. Here we go. From East Alabama, Tony Greathouse. A month ago, I had the honor of hanging out with him in person, him and Steve O'Dockerson at Pensacon. Lots of fun. Unfortunately, the first night there is when I got the call that Fila's tail got scraped. So kind of put me in a little bit of anxiety for the weekend. But I got through it with Marky Ramone, Lorraine Newman, and Gina Schock. And it was great meeting Tony in person finally. Really funny, really fun. A Southern gentleman. And we went to Whataburger, and I gave it thumbs up over In-N-Out Burger. That's what I'm saying. All right, so here comes Mr. Tony Greathouse.
Hey, y'all. It's Tony Greathouse in East Alabama. Yes, I am the genius who come up with this fool's idea for April. And I thought of so many. The last minute, I remembered Anderson East from Athens, Alabama, who traveled over to Muscle Shoals and recorded for In Fame this song, Find 'Em, Fool 'Em, and Forget 'Em. Pat, if you play this song from the top and hold on, play it as long as you can. It's some of that good funk and twang that I love. Thanks for having us. And y'all, be sweet.
Tony, that's as much as I can give you, but that was great. Anderson East. Find 'em, fool 'em, and forget 'em. Great job, Tony. Great topic and great tune. Moving right along. It's our friend from the Retro Rock Roundup podcast. Does that with his son, Jeremy. I think he makes one of his other sons do post-production. You know, all that stuff. This is Mike Wiles. I'm going to give you a hint. He loves the Rolling Stones.
Hi, Pat and fellow Rock Salad podcast listeners. This is Mike Wiles from Naperville, Illinois. My entry in this Fools episode is the song Fool to Cry from the Rolling Stones' 1976 album Black and Blue. It was recorded right after guitarist Mick Taylor had left the band. And so the album serves as kind of an audition for a new guitarist, featuring guitarists as Harvey Mandel, and from the great state of Alabama, the great Wayne Perkins. And of course, the guy that finally, of course, got the gig, Mr. Ronnie Wood. Fool to Cry features the guitar work of Wayne Perkins, and it's a great soulful ballad with Mick doing a great falsetto in the song and also playing a great Fender Rhodes keyboard. It went to the top 10 in 1976, so I hope you enjoy Fool to Cry. And thanks, Pat, for letting us participate.
Of course. Of course. No show without you today.
Well, I come home, baby, and I've been working all night long. I put my daughter on my knee, and she said, Daddy, what's wrong? She whispered in my ear so sweet. You know what she said? She said,
nice. Black and Blue, 1976. Only 8 songs on that album. I think that's the shortest album song-wise for the Rolling Stones. Got a couple of clunkers on it, but the good songs are great. All right? So check that one out. You get the cover features up close pictures of the Rolling Stones, maybe too up close. Maybe you don't want to see them that up close. Maybe the ladies did. But I don't. I know what I wanted to say earlier. David Harvey does the artwork for all of the Patreon episodes. He hand draws them, scans them, sends them to me. And this week's is great. You're going to love it. Well, you're seeing it now. It's really cool. So thank you, David Harvey. He's not on Twitter, but you can check him out over at Instagram. So find him. I follow him. So you can find him easy. Okay. So sometimes this happens. Two intros, same song. So I'm going to play both intros back to back. And right after the second intro, we'll go into the song. All right. I can do anything I want. And that's what I'm going to do. Here we go.
Hello, Rock Solid people. This is Tom Neuerberg coming at you live from the Oakland International Airport. I'm about to board a flight, but I wanted to record this before I forgot. So please excuse any background noise. My submission for the Fools episode is You Don't Fool Me by the mighty UFO. Started at the top, and that should be good. Thanks.
Hello, Pat and Rock Solid Nation. This is Jerry Riggs coming to you from Columbus, Ohio. For this Patreon-curated episode entitled Fools, I chose the song called You Don't Fool Me from the band UFO. The song appears on their seventh studio album called Obsession, released in 1978. This would be the final studio album to feature Michael Schenker on lead guitar until his return to the band in 1993. Thanks, Pat. You and your listeners keep rocking and be safe.
That's some sweet guitar right there from Michael Schenker.
Hi, this is Michael. I hope you're all doing great.
So far, so good, Michael. Thanks for dropping by. All right, great song. I forget about that song sometimes. You Don't Fool Me. Thank you, Tom Neuerberg, with the 26-second intro, and Jerry Riggs with the 28-second intro. Together, 54 seconds, less than a minute, two intros. That's how you do it. In and out, quick. Maybe I'll do an episode where we play short songs, and then you have to choose your favorite short song, and then your intro has to be, you have to try to make your intro as short as possible. Aaron Kahn, take a seat. You won't be able to do it. All right. You know that's a joke. All right. Next up, Tor Hansen. Now, in Tor's email, he said to forgive him because his audio is a little choppy. So it's not on my end. It's on Tor's end, and he apologized. And so we're gonna just get through it. It's going to be fun. Let's just do it. Here's Tor Hansen.
Rock Solid Nation, this is Tor Hansen, friendly fool. Merriam-Webster defines fool as a person lacking in judgment or prudence, a retainer formerly kept in great households to provide casual entertainment and commonly dressed in motley cap with bells and bauble. One who's victimized or made to appear foolish, harmlessly deranged person, or one lacking in common powers of understanding, and one marked with a propensity or fondness for something. Historically speaking, fools or jesters were in the patronage of poncy poltroons who either enjoyed innovative entertainers eviscerating their every empirical imperfection or were simply subsumed by satirically censorious census that surgically savaged every stale status signifier sitting swathed in the sunlit sequestration of their sadly solitary solariums. Fools were a prevalent part of the royal courts, noble houses, and village fates from Rome to Romany. They flayed flawed magnates from Moldavia to Memphis, from antiquity to the atomic age. Fools are both the fooler and the fool, and the former are fundamental facets of flourishing flagships. Famous fools featured through time include Tom LaFool, Jamie Fleeman, Punch and Judy. Filmed fools Chaplin, Chevy, Silverman, Sykes, and Schumer, and recorded fools like Red Fox, Jamie Foxx, Foxy Brown, Frank Zappa, Frank Black, aka Black Francis, and of course, Pat Francis. Pat Francis! Here's 45 seconds of Italian symphonic mellow death metal from the fabulously foolish Flesh God Apocalypse. It's The Fool.
Fuck.
I don't even know what happened there. It seemed like a lot of work there, Tor, and I thank you for putting in the time. This is something Kyle would call garbage metal, I believe. Wow. All right, there you go. Thank you, Tor Hansen. Hey, if you entered the GoFundMe to win the Pink Floyd Dark Side of the Moon box set, that arrived tonight. So I'm going to try to do a video tonight. Again, I'm doing all this stuff I can't do while I'm watching the cat. So I'm going to try to get that one video made, get it up on YouTube for everybody to see. What else? I apologize to my $10 Patreon supporters. I have not dropped a video for a month, maybe 5 weeks. And that's not like me. That's not how I run the Patreon. But I haven't had time to do it. And again, because of the cat, work doesn't interfere with this. Just watching the cat does. So I'm going to get videos up as soon as possible. Please hang in there with me. $10 peeper, if you're mad at me, you can send me a, you know, an email and tell me to get my shit together. And I will. But please forgive me. I've never dropped the ball on Patreon. I don't believe I have. But right now, a lot of balls are being juggled and a couple have dropped. So thank you so much. Just want to throw that out there. All right. Oh, this next song, I love it. It's one of my favorites, and it's from the band Foreigner, and I'm so glad this guy picked it. And I'm pretty sure this one's sung by Mick Jones. This is not Lou Gramm on vocals. You might know it already. Let's hear it.
Hi, Pat, and all the Rock Solid listeners. This is Mike Markle from Philadelphia, and my song is Fool For You Anyway by Foreigner. It's off of Foreigner's debut album, and I always wondered why it wasn't released as a single and why it isn't one of their better-known songs. They play it live occasionally. I went to one of their acoustic shows several years ago, and they played it then, but they don't play it very often. Lou Gramm's vocals are stellar, as usual, and it's just a great song. Pat, please play it from the beginning.
I didn't think it was Lou Gramm. Maybe I'm wrong, though. Sometimes Mick Jones sings, but I could be wrong. I'm going to know in a minute. No, it is Lou. Why did I think it was Mick? I'm disappointed. Wait.
Well, I miss you, honey.
Yeah, that's Lou, right?
A little more every day.
Now I'm looking because now I'm... Yeah, Mick Jones sings lead vocal on Star Rider and Woman Oh Woman. So, I don't know everything. I only know what I think I know. Great job, Lou Gramm. There we go.
And now, a word from our sponsors.
Hey, folks. Pat Francis here from the Rock Solid Podcast. I want to talk to you a little bit about U-Turn Audio. Let me tell you something. I own a couple of these Orbit turntables. Brilliant sound, simple design, pure analog experience. They come in a multitude of colors. They look cool. They sound even better. You got to get one of these. And you know what? If you want to make your listening experience even better, I recommend plugging in a pair of their Ethos-powered speakers. Look, the turntable has a built-in preamp. All you do is plug these things in, turn them on, drop the needle, and go. Old-school analog power that fits on your bookshelf. Ultra-low distortion, amplification meets classic speaker design. We are talking about Ethos, high-fidelity stereo speakers that deliver immersive analog sound. The link is in the description, but it's easy, uturnaudio.com.
Now back to the show.
All right, a lot of familiar voices on this episode. That's cool. There's going to be a couple new people, but there's only one lady today. Only one lady. Also, let me tell you this. If I ever miss your song, if I ever forget you on these episodes. Again, I get a lot of emails. Sometimes I miss one. I missed Jeff Frank a couple weeks ago. He let me know. Just let me know. I'll try to make it up to you. I'll at least acknowledge that I made a mistake. But that's all I'm saying. So here's our friend from the north. This is Karen Landry. Turn up the volume on the mixing board. Click play.
Hi, Pat and Rock Solid family. It's Karen from Canada bringing you some CanCon. My song choice is April Fool by Chalk Circle.
Don't know the song, thanks. Don't know the band. Ooh, I love it. Chalk Circle, never heard of them. That's great stuff. What year is that? Do I even know? I don't even know. I don't know anything about it, but pretty cool. Pretty cool. As is this next guy's song. Forgot about this one, so I'm psyched. M-Bags is back. Jag Bag. No, he doesn't like that. M-Bags. It's M-Bags. Here we go. Let's hear from him. He's our friend.
Hey, you've probably not heard my voice in a while. It's Mike Bagford out in Urbana, Ohio. Yeah, sorry I haven't been doing any songs for the Patreon pick episodes here lately. Just been kind of busy with parenting and working, and to prove Pat's point, I went on a vacation a couple of weeks ago with friends that from Utah, and we went drinking in Cincinnati, so Pat can do his Barney Gumble voice. Oh, no. As usual.
Hey.
I have an inspired pick. This is Fool Yourself by Little Feet from the Dixie Chicken album. It's a pretty good song, and I hope you guys enjoy. It's nice to be back on here, and I hope you get better, Fila. Thanks. Aww,
thank you, Michael.
Somebody else you might talk to now knows what you say and what you mean. They don't help you stand.
Yourself by Little Feet from the Dixie Chicken album. All right, good one. Good one. Love it.
Hey, we're in Cincinnati drinking with people from Utah.
All right. I did the best I could with that. Is this guy new? Or has it been a while? I forget. I read all your emails. I responded to a few. Ones that needed responding to. Some people just, you know, they don't need a response. Some people ask a question or something, so I respond. All right. Oh, hey, also, get well to Rich Richmond. Rich Richmond was on the show. He co-hosted the Afghan Wigs episode and had a quadruple bypass. So that's big stuff. But he's awake, obviously, a couple of days ago. And I'm not getting choked up. I actually burped in my mouth. And I'm not editing it out. But Rich Richmond, find him on the Twitter and send him some good vibes for a speedy recovery. He's going to recover, but let's make it speedy. All right, now this guy.
Hey, Pat, and everybody out there in Rock Solid Land. This is Patrick Breen from Sterling Heights, Michigan, and my pick for the song with Fulham's title is Thin Lizzy's Fool's Gold. Now, Fool's Gold originally appeared on Johnny the Fox. However, the version that I picked, basically, or the version that I have, is from the Rock Legends box set that came out last year, I believe.
Yeah, I'll play that one.
Anyway, enjoy and have a great day.
Thin Lizzy always sounds great. That's proof. That's a demo from that Rarities box set. That was a demo. It sounds better than Motley Crue's most ever produced song, biggest hit, whatever. There's a deep cut from Thin Lizzy that's a demo, and it fucking crushes Motley Crue. All right. Moving on off the soapbox. This next song is from a band I maybe have heard of, but maybe not. I know I never heard this song. And if I was going to hear a song from the band, it would have been this song. So here's our friend from Florida, Andy Solem. Here we go.
Hello, Rock Solid Faithful. Andy Solem from Florida here. My song for the Fools episode is from a band called Fahrenheit. This song was released in 1987. Features the talents of singer-songwriter Charlie Farron, who was also briefly the lead singer of the Joe Perry Project. Fahrenheit was a short-lived band. However, they did produce this rock radio hit called Fool in Love.
Sounds great. If anyone has that album, send it to me. I would love to hear the whole album. I think I say Andy's name wrong. He says Solem, and I think I always say Solem. So from now on, I'm just going to say Andy because I don't want to screw up every time I say a name. But I'm going to tell you this name right now from 1981. This is Quarterflash from their debut album called Quarterflash, and this is Find Another Fool. When people turned the radio on mid-song in 1981, they might have thought that was Pat Benatar. What do you think? I think maybe. All right, let me scroll up here a little bit. Who's next? I talked about this guy earlier because he hung out with me at Pensacon. He's actually maybe one of the reasons I got to go to Pensacon. He put me in touch with my God, I can't remember the guy's name who runs Pensacon. What's his name? Mike Ensley. A lot on my mind, folk. Mike Ensley. So Those episodes are going to be coming up. Lorraine Newman is in a week, and then Gina in a couple weeks, and then going to be recording with Belinda. That is confirmed. Belinda Carlisle, been wanting to do that for a long time, so you'll hear that one too. But right now, let's hear Steve-O, also known as Hob the Troll. We got to see Hob the Troll perform. Very funny. The kids love him. The kids love him.
Hi, gang. It's Steve-O Dockerson here in St. Pete, Florida, home of my neighbors doing loud yard work. Today, I'm talking about Dusty Trails, which was the side project of Luscious Jackson's Vivian Trimble and the Breeders' Josephine Wiggs. This album is super chill. It's very dream pop. I like it a lot. And the song is called A Fool for a Country Tune. I love you all. Goodbye.
That man covered every song you ever heard and continued on. And you, my friend, knew every word and went along. You were a fool for a country tune.
Very nice, Steve-O. Very nice, Dusty Trails. All right, coming up next, I call this guy the Wench Dog. He's been sending me a personalized Christmas card for years, and I appreciate that. Very nice of you. That takes a lot of work to handwrite stuff. Who does that? No one. Now, this guy, we steamrolled this guy last time because his audio was not good. It was not good. And we don't let that fly. We make fun of you. You know when you send that in where we're going to yell at you. It's kind of what we do. Sometimes. When we're not being nice. So, is he going to rebound this week? What am I making fun of him for? I can't even talk. Here's Kevin Wench, the Wench Dog. I wish he would introduce himself as the Wench Dog, not say Kevin anymore. Just go, this is the Wench Dog. Here we go.
Can you hear me now? This is Kevin Winch in Springfield, Missouri, getting a shot of redemption for my last recording, Not So Good. But my submission to this episode is Scott Goddard, Your Fool. I don't know too much about Scott other than he was from Los Angeles. The song is from 1984. It's part of the cowpunk movement. And Scott passed away in 2006. Hope you enjoy it.
That's great, Scott Goddard. Jeez, rock and peace, though. Man, that's good. From the album, You Break It, You Bought It. I would break it immediately because I'd want to buy it. All right, this next guy, this is a short intro for this guy. 25 seconds. 25 seconds. He goes with just a classic song from the greatest band of all time, possibly. The Beatles. And I'm going to play it for you in mono because I like the mono. But let's hear it.
Hey, Jeff Scobel from Detroit here with my choice for this latest Patreon-sponsored episode featuring songs with Fool in the title. This one didn't take me long to decide on, as one of my top three bands is the Beatles, and a song I've always loved by them is The Fool on the Hill from 1967's Magical Mystery Tour album. Just another sweet, pretty McCartney tune. Not much else to say. Take it from the top, and as always, hope everyone's staying safe out there and keep on rocking.
Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish grin is keeping perfectly still. But nobody wants to know him, they can see that he's just a fool, and he never gives an answer. But the fool on the hill sees the sun going down, and the eyes in his head see the world spinning round.
The Beatles, one of Jeff's top three bands, I believe he said. I know one of those is Kansas, too, so I wonder who the other one is. I wonder. Is it the Stones? I don't know. Or is it this guy? Is it Michael Bolton? Remember when he used to rock? This is one of my picks from 1983 from the self-titled Michael Bolton album. This is Fool's Game. You'll remember this from MTV. That's fun. You're rocking. Come on. I was lip syncing that like a motherfucker. I'm not kidding you. I love that song. I like that album too. I think it's probably got like five songs I like. Maybe there's nine songs. I think I really like five of them. Like really like them. All right. Not lying. What's next? Huh, who's this? Who's this guy talking? Let me tell you something. Here comes a guy named Rob McKinnon, and he's going to play a song by a band called The Jitters. I don't know anything about them. Let's listen up.
Hey, Pat and Rock Solid listeners. This is Rob McKinnon in Little Britain, Ontario, Canada. I'm a very long-time listener, but a first-time caller, and I've finally gotten around to joining the Patreon fan club. I don't know what's taken me so long to join, but better late than never, I guess.
True.
Anyway, for my first time in participating in one of these, I thought I'd provide some CanCon, Canadian content. My selection for Fool's Day is from The Jitters.
They Hold were on a
constantly
second.
Performing bar.
Hold on a second. That's what Karen said earlier. She said CanCon, and I didn't know what she meant. And this guy's telling me Canadian content. I had no idea. I'm going to backtrack a little bit because I talked over him. Here we go.
On Canadian content. My selection
Hold
for
on
Fool's
a second.
Day
I didn't go back far enough.
Better late than never, I guess. Anyway, for my first time in participating in one of these, I thought I'd provide some CanCon, Canadian content. My selection for Fool's Day is from The Jitters. They were a constantly performing bar band before getting the chance to open for Pat's favorite harmonica band, Huey Lewis and the News, at Exhibition Stadium in 1986 in Toronto, which is where I happened to hear them for the first time. They released their self-titled first album the following year, and this was the first single, the last of the Red Hot Fools. Pat, please start this one right from the top, and thank you for the opportunity to participate.
Thank you, Rob.
I've been a fool, played it dumb, should have played it smart, used my head but not my heart. Must have been crazy, played it hot, I should have played it cool, now I'm just the last of
I don't know who produced that, but the production on that is amazing. And it sounds pretty much like Huey Lewis. So that, for me, that's kind of a weird choice to have open up for you, a band that, you know, imitates your sound. But the Jitters. Huey Lewis and the Jitters. That was good. I liked it. All right. Thank you. And thank you for joining Patreon. It's never too late. You're right. It's never too late to give me 50 cents a week. You would give that to someone on the street. If you wouldn't, you're a terrible person. Here we go.
Hi, Pat and Rock Solid listeners. This is Alex Peek again. In the recent Patreon episode for the 1950s, Pat brought up the movie American Graffiti and its accompanying soundtrack as being a great resource for getting into music of the 1950s. Little known fact about myself, that is my all-time favorite movie. Wow. I was introduced to it in the early 90s when I was 9 years old because I was into oldies music on our local radio station, 104.1 WRBR. My parents knew I'd like the music, but I think they forgot some of the more adult content for a 9-year-old to be watching. But nonetheless, it stuck with me for the rest of my life. The song I'm picking today is Why Do Fools Fall in Love by The Teenagers, or what became Frankie Lyman and The Teenagers. This song is featured in the movie quite well because it helps introduce the character of the blonde girl in the T-Bird, to which we have all come to know as Suzanne Summers, with, I think, making her film debut. So, Pat, you can go ahead and start the song at the top and let her go from there.
Such a great song. And I took that version right from the American Graffiti soundtrack. I don't disappoint, except for my squeaky chair that you can keep hearing. Can you hear it? Because I can hear it. It's coming right through my microphone and then into the board and then up into my ears. It's driving me crazy. So it's got to be annoying you guys. Good job, Alex Peek. Loved it. And I love that movie too. I own it on Blu-ray. It's on my shelf. Means I like it, right? What do I got? Do I got another song? I sure do. These guys. Get ready for some yacht rock. Sings like this. Like if I see him in concert, does he sound like this? I should have cued this one. Took it from the top. Say what a fool believes, please. Say it. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. All right. Let's hear this gentleman.
Hello, Pat and the Rock Solid listeners. This is Ian Beresford in Berwick-upon-Tweed, Northumberland, England. with my selection for the latest Patreon-curated episode, Songs with Fool in the title. My pick is Fool's Gold by the Stone Roses, which came out in late 1989 and made the UK top 10. The Stone Roses were formerly more of an electric indie band, but with this song, they pinched James Brown's funky drummer drum beat and basically created the baggy movement that was popular in the UK for the next couple of years and meant that there was lots of songs that used that same drum rhythm all the way through them. It's a really great song, a great video. Unfortunately, the Stone Roses kind of shot themselves in the foot because they got into record company difficulties and so on, and the follow-up album took about 5 years, by which time Britpop had hit the scene and they were kind of shoved out of the way. Thanks again, Pat, for all your content. Hope everybody's well and speak to you again soon. Bye for now.
Thanks, Ian. Say that word very well. It's a Pennsylvania thing with my L's. Gold. Gold. Guys, want to rock a little bit? Let's rock a little bit. Like, you really want to rock?
Hey, Pat. This is Dwayne Hoffman from Columbus, Ohio. A lot of great songs to choose from this episode, but I'm going to go with the first song that came to mind. And I happen to be recording this intro on the anniversary of its release. Released March 26, 1980, on the album Women and Children First by the mighty Van Halen, this is Fools. Thanks, Pat.
I just can't take it.
Rock and peace, Eddie Van Halen. That is some heavy, heavy Van Halen, you know? I don't often think of Van Halen as heavy metal per se. There, I don't know how to describe it, but that is heavy. That's about as metal as they get, right? Am I wrong? Am I right? All right, let's keep moving on here. Let's try this. Well, you know what? I'll play another one. This is from Pretenders. My girl Chrissy Hynde, supposed to have a new album out this year. I'm going to do my best to get her on the show. Got to talk to Chrissy Hynde. It's from 2002. The album is Loose Screw. I highly recommend it. Such a great, underrated, underappreciated, maybe never listened to album. But this is Fools. Must die. Fools must. Oh, there we go. All right. I got so wrapped up in that song. Fools must die. They must, right? Before they kill us, they gotta die. It's them or us. The fools. I might be a fool, though. Oh, no. All right. Here's another guy from Alabama. Bringing some heat. Here we go.
Hey, Pat, all you rock solid listeners out there, and any guest host that might be sitting in today.
None.
This is Thomas Wallace from Florence, Alabama, with my submission for the Fool Patreon episode. I'm going all the way back to 1964 with a song by the Tams called What Kind of Fool Do You Think I Am? This was the third hit single to come out of Fame Recording Studios in Muscle Shoals, and it was recorded before the Swampers got together. So the musicians on the track are Norbert Putnam on bass, Jerry Kerrigan on drums, David Briggs on piano. All three of those subsequently moved to Nashville and had successful careers there. And Terry Thompson and Earl Peanut Montgomery on guitar. Don't really know much about Terry Thompson, but Peanut Montgomery was just recently inducted into the Alabama Music Hall of Fame for his songwriting and contributions.
Fuck yeah, he was.
Pat, just start this song at the very beginning.
Easy.
And we'll all recognize it from having heard it throughout the years in many TV shows and movies. And thank you for letting us contribute to these episodes.
Thank you, Thomas Wallace.
What kind of fool? What kind of fool?
The band's the Tams. Did he say it?
What kind of fool do you think I am?
What kind of fool
do you think I am? Do you think I am now? Think I am? What kind of fool did you think I'd be?
Nice.
You said you really,
good one, Thomas Wallace. Good one. People in your house should be proud right now. You picked a good song, did a good intro. Pride. That's what I'm saying. This next guy is going to talk about some Whitesnake. He has some opinions. I got to be honest. I can't say that I disagree with this Whitesnake throwdown. This was on Twitter. It might be a thread. Here we go.
Hey, Pat. It's Steven from New Jersey. And my fool choice would be Whitesnake's Fool for Your Loving, but not the version with Steve Vai from The Slip of the Tongue. That was a terrible version. The original version from 1980, I believe it was the first song on Ready and Willing album, with Mick Moody and Bernie Marsden. That is the version that you should play. That's the version that only people should listen to. Steve Vai, great guitarist, just Whitesnake do not need a shredder. Anyway, hope everything's good and look forward to listening to the show. Take care.
Jump right over to the 1989 version called Fool for Your Love in 89. Let's see how different it sounds. like that original version a lot. But there's also this one.
I was born on the bad side, left out in the cold. I'm a lonely man who knows just what it means to lose control.
Definitely more metal than rock. More bluesy, the other one.
Turned it to shame. Now I'm only moving on, and I ain't taking the blame.
All right. All right. Good pick, Stephen. Good pick. I like those original versions of the songs that Whitesnake ended up redoing. You know, Here I Go Again, for example. Instead of a drifter, he was a hobo in the original one. What do we got here? Oh, okay. This guy.
Craig Tremblay from Ontario, Canada. Hey, Pat. Craig Tremblay from Ontario, Canada. For the second time ever on the Rock Solid Show, here's King Khan and the Shrines with Fool Like Me and shortest intro of the day. Bam. Thanks.
12 seconds. King Khan, K-H-A-N.
The hardest part of being, oh, a fool like me, is a loving woman from 1,000 miles across the sea. Will she be waiting? Oh, baby, I'll never know. Or will she still love me? Or want me to go? The hardest part of me.
All right. Very cool. Very cool. Like that one a lot. Good job, Craig. Craig. I don't know why I'm saying it like that. I'm a little punchy, I think. Just a bit punchy tonight. Looks like we only got like one. I think we only got one more. And then, well, I got two. And then, so I'll play one. Then we'll do... the one by the listener, and then I got the playout song. So follow us at Rock Solid Show. Go to rocksolidpodcast.com for all things about the show. You can follow Kyle at kyle.dotsonfunny. And here's another song. Love this band. Love the Dan. Some more yacht rocking. Let's hear it.
Become one of salads and sun. Only a fool would say that. A boy with a plan, a natural man, wearing a white Stetson hat. On hand that got me gone, there's no one to fire upon. If he's holding it high, he's telling a lie. I heard it was you talking about a world where all is free. It just couldn't be, and only a fool would say that.
Only a fool would say that, from Can't Buy a Thrill, debut album by Steely Dan, 1972. Coming at you here, the Rock 100. That's why I'm not a DJ. Wouldn't be good. Wouldn't be good. Would you listen? If I was on the radio, would you listen to this? I don't know if you would. You're listening now. I guess maybe you would. I don't know. Just you guys would. No one else. No one would tune in and go, hey, that guy's great. What else do I want to throw out there at you? Oh, I feel so bad. Okay, so posted the video today of the people who won the Patreon prize, which was a magnet and some stickers. I mailed those out today to... 8 of you. I didn't have one address for a guy, and another guy is in another country, so that's going to have to wait a week or so till I have time. But I said that Michael Van Zant sent me something and he didn't. And I can't remember who sent this thing to me. And I thanked him via email and now I can't find the email. And someone had a giant Cheap Trick guitar pick made for me, made out of wood, and it's painted and it's really cool. And I haven't posted a picture of it yet. And I haven't done a video on it. I haven't showed it at all because I haven't had time because of all the Fila stuff. But I misnamed the person. I said Michael Van Zant sent it to me. Michael Van Zant, he emailed me and goes, I didn't send you anything. So if you sent me that, please email me. And then I'll make this right so I can post about it and thank you properly, properly to the world. Ugh. All right. I'm just one man. All right. This is the last song, folks, and it's from Queen. And this is going to come from the BBC sessions. Here we go.
Hi, Pat and Rock Solid people. This is Darren Hyde from Adelaide Down in Australia. And this is my contribution to the foolish episode of the podcast. And this time I'm going to pick a track from a little-known band you may have heard of called Queen. Now, as far as I remember, they have two songs with the word fool in the title. There's You Don't Fool Me from Made in Heaven. But this one I'm going to choose is a very early track of theirs called See What a Fool I've Been. It was, in fact, the B-side to Seven Seas of Rye single in 1974. And that's a very campy song. I mean, Queen's camp anyway, but this is extra campy. But this version I'm going to play is from the BBC session in July 1973, which has more of a blues rock feel and is my preferred version of it. It's from the deluxe edition of Queen 2. May even be on the BBC album. I don't know. I haven't got that one.
It is.
But anyway, here's a bit of a rarity. It's See What a Fool I've Been by Queen. So thanks, Pat, and whoever's co-hosting this with you.
No
Take
one.
It from the top. Rock on.
Well, she's gone this morning. See what a fool I've been. Oh, Lord, I said, what a fool I've been. Wow! Trying to train to Georgia. 16 coaches long. Oh, Lord, I said, 16 coaches long. Yeah.
Wow. All right. Thank you, Darren Hyde, for that bluesy rockin' version of See What a Fool I've Been from Queen. So good. So good. So good. All right. What do I got to say? That's it. Our next curated episode will be great songs from bands that don't have any good albums. Think Poison. That's what I'm going to go with. Think Poison. So put your thinking caps on. And if you send me a song before I drop the announcement, the official announcement, I'll know that you're cheating. I know you're not a Patreon supporter, but for $2 a month, you know, you could be involved. You could be. And I hope you will be. All right. Ending it right now with a song from my favorite Led Zeppelin album. And it's weird to say that In Through the Outdoor is my favorite Led Zeppelin album because I don't think maybe a lot of people say that. But I love that album. Again, it's the first one I bought, so that always has something to do with it for sure. 6 minutes and 11 seconds. I don't know how much we'll hear of it, but it is Fool in the Rain, and I might just drop it somewhere in the, you know, a little, I think it's a long intro, so I'm going to drop it in about right here, and let's see what we get. Thanks for listening. Thanks for all the good Fila vibes, and I appreciate you guys, and thanks for listening to the show. Take care.